Do you think that's possible? Are you there?
You have reached Emergency Roadside Assistance. My name is Jamaya. Are you calling from a safe location?
Say again?
You have reached Emergency Roadside Assistance. My name is Jamaya. Are you calling from a safe location?
Yes, ma'am. Now, here's the deal. I called my insurance company, and they said that you guys would tell me that it's included in my policy. Am I talking to the right person, or do you need to give me a number for another person so I can arrange a tow?
Can I have your first name, please, ma'am?
Kathleen with a K.
K-A-T-H-I-N-E?
No. K-A-T-H-L-E-E-N. Middle initial A.
K-A-T-H-L-L-E-N.
L-E-E-N. Kathleen.
Last name?
O'Connor. O-C-O-N-N-O-R.
Okay, thank you. May I have a callback number, please, ma'am?
708-689-7943.
Thank you. And would you like to opt in for the mobile text updates for your service when your provider will be coming, phone number and name?
I didn't understand a word you said. Repeat that.
Would you like to opt in our text, mobile text updates for when your provider texts, calls, your number?
I don't understand any of that. It's not important. All I need is a tow, which I was told by my insurance company is included in my policy. How do I arrange the tow? Can you help me or direct me to someone who can help me?
Yes, ma'am.
I have a membership number. Would you like that?
In just a minute.
Okay.
Can I have your zip code, please?
60160.
You can go ahead with your member number.
This is what was given to me. D as in dog, A as in apple, 1-3-3-1-6-1-4-3. That is not the number for my insurance policy, but it is the number that she gave me to arrange the tow.
Okay. And can you verify the address on the account?
1800 River Woods Drive.
Thank you.
Melrose Park, 60160.
The vehicle on the account, please.
Say again.
Can you verify the vehicle?
It's a 2004 Subaru Outback wagon. It's very old and very banged up. And
color.
Is a what?
Can I have the color of the vehicle?
Reddish. kind of reddish. I would classify it red, I guess.
Okay, and the reason for your calling about your vehicle on today?
It's dead. I need to get it to my mechanic because the driver's side door is broken. And when I went out this morning to try to start it, to keep my appointment with my mechanic, it did not start. It did nothing. It's dead. Totally dead. So when I checked with my insurance and they said towing was included, I want my car towed to my mechanic so I can get the door fixed and whatever else is wrong with it. Any of this making sense?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. You still there?
This vehicle parked inside your yard.
Say again, please.
Is this vehicle parked inside your yard?
It's in a parking area in this place where I live or am staying.
Parking garage?
No, it's a flat out, just a flat parking area.
Driveway. Is
big lot. Big lot.
Is the vehicle low to the ground?
Yeah, I can't. What do you mean low to the ground?
Like, is it low? Like, does
it
yeah,
low? It's not a big Jeep or a big car. It's a little wagon. It's a full hatchback wagon. And it's old. And it's in a parking area where they can go in the front or go in the back, however they want to tow it. I don't care. I just want it towed to my mechanic.
Okay.
I think I was asking for a heart transplant.
No, it's a vehicle four-wheel, all-wheel. Is this vehicle four-wheel drive, all-wheel, or standard?
I got all wheel, yeah.
Okay.
And it's a stand, it's not stick shift. It's
is
standard.
Is this an antique car?
Antique in the sense that it's 2004, so that's what, 17 years, 18 years? But it's been very good to me for 18 years, so something is wrong that I want my mechanic to fix. And the driver's side door is not accessible. That's one of the things that's wrong. Something happened to the driver's side door. And then, of course, in the meantime, it died for some reason. I had an appointment with him this morning to go get the door fixed. And I went out to start it, and nothing happened.
Okay. Are the keys there with the vehicle?
I will do whatever you want me to do. I will leave the keys in the passenger seat, in the ignition, or whatever you want me to do. Tell me what you want me to do.
Yes, will you be there when the tow truck arrives?
If you tell me when he's coming, I will stand there and wave to him.
Okay. Is this vehicle located at your home address?
It's located at the address I gave you. It's an assisted living facility. I wouldn't exactly call it home. It's on a parking lot. Just a second.
Are you sending a guy out soon, right? Hello?
Hello.
Yeah, okay, listen, I'm answering Kate's questions here. Okay, are you going to have a driver?
Victory Center.
It's the Victory. It's the. Yes, it is. Victory Center of Riverwoods. It's right off of North Avenue. He can't miss it. I don't know which direction he's coming from. If he's coming from North, going toward, you know, it's between
apartment
Harlem and First Avenue. That's the apartment number, yes, okay. But
okay.
As far as where the car is located, he's got to come in through the guard shack. There's a guard shack, okay? There's a gate. He'll have to come in through the gate. They'll let, you know, it's an automatic gate. Now, the minute he comes past that gate, he makes a quick left,
okay.
A sharp left, okay? And then have him come down toward the front of the building. He'll be on the left-hand side. And her car, Kate's car, is directly right across from the main building as he makes that left. He can't miss the Subaru. He'll see it.
Okay.
So that's
the guard shack, automatic gate.
Correct.
Quick
and then once he gets
come down to the building.
Right. The building will be on the left-hand side, and her car's right where the other cars are on the right-hand side. He won't miss it when he makes that left. He looks on the right-hand side, right in front of the main door, and he'll find the car. Correct. The car will be right on the right-hand side, the main door, right. Mm-hmm. It'll make it a lot easier because his parking lot is so huge. So I figured I'd, you know, tell him to make that quick left after the guard shack, and then come down, like I said, which is not far, maybe I don't know. Really,
what's
it's
the address
not,
to where the vehicle be getting towed to?
What's the address, Kate, the vehicle's going to be towed to? Okay, it's on the corner of Chicago Avenue and Lombard, I'm at the cross streets, in Oak Park, Illinois. And it's called Chicagoland Auto. He won't miss it. Once he gets on the corner of Chicago and Lombard, Chicago Avenue and Lombard, he'll see the shop. It'll say Chicagoland Auto.
Chicago Auto Parts Repair and Glass, 6901 South Bell Avenue, Chicago, Illinois, 60.
No, honey. No, it's not Chicago Glass. It's called Chicago Auto.
Auto Repair.
It's called Chicagoland Auto. That's the name of it, Chicagoland Auto.
Clark Street, North Clark Street?
No, not North Clark Street. It's called Chicagoland Auto. It's on the corner of Chicago Avenue and Lombard Avenue in Oak Park, Illinois. The cross streets are Chicago Avenue and Lombard Avenue in Oak Park, Illinois. And the name of the place, you can't miss it, is called Chicagoland Auto.
Okay, give me just a second.
Mm-hmm. Hello?
I'm still here looking for the cross streets.
Yeah, the cross street is Lombard Avenue and Chicago Avenue. Right. Chicago Avenue runs east and west. Lombard runs north and south. But he's got to take, like I said, he'll know when he gets on Lombard and Chicago Avenue. The auto repair shop is right on the corner there. It's called Chicagoland Auto.
Can I have the phone number, please, sir?
Phone number for where?
The place.
Oh, the place. You know the phone number, please? 708-524-0622.
Okay. Do you mind me putting you on a brief hold?
Yeah, and I hope this is going to, you know, I mean, I hope, you know, this is going to happen real fast because we should have to be on
sir.
The phone this long. Uh-huh.